As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's a WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Draft day from Lincoln Financial Field. If you're coming to the big draft party today at the Link, WIP will be here until the Eagles pick through the evening.
And morning.
Oh, God.
Oh, man.
Don't do that, Rube. Rube and Frank with us. Yeah. Oh, man. I mean, it can't go until after midnight, can it?
Probably not. But okay. If there's a bunch of trades.
Oh, don't do that. Don't do it, Rube.
Well, they traded the 32nd pick, I think, at 11:30 in 2018.
Oh, is that when it was?
Yeah, that's when they traded.
Well, if there's three trades during the draft, like, then the new team gets that 15
10
minutes.
10 more minutes,
so,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Was it 15 minutes? Yeah, 15 minutes.
First round, I think 15 still, but yeah.
I can imagine those trades happen, seeing the life drained out of your eyes, Ike, as you realize that they just bought you another 15 minutes.
Like, you're here
going
for the long haul. There's no,
yeah,
there's
yeah, no,
way,
no matter what.
No
yeah.
way around it.
Yeah. All right, Jack, you wanna talk about our baseball team? Let's do it.
Sure don't.
It's time for the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report. Tell Jackie Baseball.
Rube, are we going to be okay with the Phils? Or no?
Yeah, I'm okay.
Okay, good. Okay. No, I just, you know, I need. You feel like you're a very level-headed guy.
Yeah, you
know
how are you feeling? Where are you on the Phils?
You know.
Uh-oh. All right, we're gonna settle
he
in
He gave
here.
A little smile before he said that, and I didn't like it.
Yep.
They don't hit any doubles.
No, they don't.
They don't hit doubles.
They're hitting 154 with the bases loaded. They have no hits with bases.
What are they hitting with men in scoring position?
Ooh, it has to be under 190. I think last time I checked, it was around 190.
Around 190. Yeah, that's not good.
No.
Is that – okay, before we get to the report, is that, I'm looking for – and Jack knows I was melting down this morning, and I thought about the Phillies a lot this morning.
Oh, nice.
But is there –
love when that happens.
Is, like, the idea of hitting with runners in scoring position, is that sort of one of those things where they just haven't been – lucky? Like, you can't decide to hit with runners in scoring position. Do you know what I mean? Like,
of course,
have they just has it been an approach thing, or has have they maybe just been unlucky?
I don't know. Obviously, I don't know the answer, but in watching the Mets versus watching the Phillies, it just looks like a confidence thing. Like, the Phillies go up there feel like more worried about it, and the Mets go up there more confident about it.
Is that a projection, or do you think that's really what's happening?
Well, I think that when things aren't going well, you start pressing a little bit more, and they are very prone to pressing.
Yep.
So I don't know. Somehow they're 251 with runs in scoring position, which feels wrong.
Yeah, that's not right.
It's not.
You want to double check your figures.
Doesn't pass the eye test.
Doesn't even come close.
Well, they might have hit 800 in the Marlins series, and that skewed everything.
Sure.
All right. So what do you got?
So just some quick injury stuff. They're not even sending Sanchez for an MRI.
That's good news.
Which is a good sign. Marsh is starting his rehab assignment in AAA tonight. Get excited.
There you go.
From the hamstring injury. And then Andrew Painter is pitching tonight down in Clearwater as he continues to work his way back.
Would that be his third start tonight?
Yes. Okay. Yeah. So they'll probably let him – he's only gone three innings, I think, last start. So maybe
– three and a third.
Maybe four.
Four
or five. And then Walker, Lizardo, Nola this weekend, the pitching matchup. So – I got one serious thing and then two just to let everyone know where my mental state is.
Okay.
So, one, I was in a really dark place last night because I was walking Walker around the streets of Westchester, and I started thinking about the haul they could get for Wheeler at the deadline, which is not a great spot to be in.
It's not crazy to think about.
If they, I mean, they'd have to really crater.
April 24th.
Rube, I know.
But
I'm well aware.
If they get to a position to sell, they don't have a lot of things that have a lot of value. And if the idea is they are letting this core run its course, then, you know, I don't know, a 34-year-old pitcher with, well, how many years does he have left? Three?
This is his first year of his extension, so he's got two more after this.
Yeah, it's a valuable contract in that he's under contract, but it's not one of those, you know, Garrett Cole 9-year deals or something. He's valuable, but if you're turning the page on the core, I don't think it's a crazy thing to think about.
At 13 and 12?
Yeah. It is absolutely crazy.
It's only one down year.
Okay.
Yeah. How do you sell to Bryce Harper you're trading away Zach Wheeler?
Well, you know what I would say, Bryce? We signed all your friends, and we're 500.
All right. I'm just saying, eventually, 520. You know, here's the thing.
Yeah.
He's not going to enjoy the idea of losing for 3 or 4 years waiting on young players to develop.
A rebuild on the fly?
Yeah, you haven't given him an extension, so it's only how long before he's asking to be out of here?
Okay. I'm
just saying, when you start trading all players like Zach Wheeler, your other star player is going to say, hold on, what are we doing?
Yeah, and they won't. But it's just not a good spot right now. I'm just letting everyone know.
Well, okay. Think clearly.
I can't. And then my other theory.
Well, I could also – hold on.
Okay.
I could also paint it this way. I could say, all right, Zach Wheeler makes, what, $40 million a year?
Mm-hmm. It's 42.
Okay, so 42 off the books, 20 from JT off the books.
25 from JT.
25 from JT. Maybe whoever you trade Wheeler to, you get him to take Taiwan, and there's another 18 off the books. And then all of a sudden, we can spend money again and build up this lineup. Because one of the issues to me, and it's not a hating on Bryce thing, but one of the issues is like the best hitter on the team can't be an 820 OPS guy. That's not good enough. If he's not one of the 10 best players in baseball, he's not good enough to be the best player in the lineup. If he's just not now, not when you look at the other, you know, competitors that the World Series competitors that you're talking about. And like,
I think the bigger problem is they need a better guy than Trey.
I'm just simply saying, you may be right.
Yeah. But
it's going to be hard to sell that to a 32-year-old.
Yep.
He's going to say, okay, if that's what we're doing, then move me out of here too then.
But I'd also say we can spend the money on players who might be productive right now too. Do you know what I mean? I hear what you're saying. I understand what you're saying. But you know, but they've got young pitching under contract in Sanchez, in Lizardo.
Well, only one more year for Lizardo after this, but yeah, they could theoretically extend him.
Just, I don't think it's the craziest thing in the world, but I hear you.
I hope it never happens.
Okay. I hope it doesn't happen.
I'm just frustrated.
Yep.
I don't know if everyone can tell that.
I guess.
We can.
And then my other theory is I think they have too many dads on the team. Like, I think these guys are so dadded up. It's not like I'm all dadded up as well. I get it. But they have a lot of dads.
That's a good thing.
It's a great thing for their lives.
Hold on.
But the competitive fire.
Saquon's a dad.
No.
Jalen's a dad.
Yeah. Jalen who?
Hurts, isn't he?
No, I thought
he was. Okay, my bad.
Yes.
I thought he was.
Do you know something we don't know?
I'm sorry. No. Okay. All right. Yeah. My bad.
I would always believe being a dad, having that stability and structure is a good thing.
Well, aren't all baseball players dads?
Yeah, but listen.
Yeah.
So, like the 08 team?
Yeah.
No dads.
I mean,
no, really?
Burrell wasn't a dad, obviously. Victorino.
Well, he might have been a dad.
He might have been a dad, yeah.
Right, yeah.
Obviously. Victorino, not a dad yet. Worth, not a dad yet. Now, Jamie Moyer was a dad of many.
Right.
We know that.
Yeah, we know he was a dad.
We know
great
that.
Grandfather that year.
Pedro Feliz, I don't know if he is a dad yet. Jimmy Rollins, not a dad. Utley, might have.
Jimmy wasn't a dad?
I don't think yet. Maybe after 08.
Right.
Man, that's when the competitive fire ran out.
We got to go get some single guys.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Utley didn't have kids yet. Ryan Howard didn't have kids yet. Chuch didn't have kids yet. Hamels obviously didn't have kids yet.
Right.
Can you run that through Stathead? Do they have a they have a dad category?
Well, I mean, listen, Harp's got 4 kids now.
Wait.
Trey's got 3.
Jack,
JT's got 4.
Jack, are you saying you've been less locked in since you've become a dad?
I think that's obvious to everyone that sees me.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, that's clear. It's not even close. I was so much better pre-kids, but I wouldn't trade it for the world.
Okay. All right.
I'm just saying that's my one theory. Now, the main thing I wanted to get to in the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report.
Yeah.
This is a lot of – you're throwing a lot of fire out here. Yeah. Man. Yeah, keep going.
Not doing well. Anyway, so I thought – so Jason Kelce was on the morning show yesterday, mm-hmm. and I thought he gave an interesting kind of perspective as to – where he feels like the Phillies are and what he thinks needs to happen. Here's what Jason Kelce said yesterday.
So what the Phillies are going through, I know this isn't probably what everybody who watches the Phillies wants to hear. It could be the best thing that's happening to them right now because the way they ended last season sucked, right? They didn't end it the way they should have at the start of the season. There's a ton of talent on this roster. If these guys get it together, they should have the talent to be really competitive and win. But
totally.
And if you look at the best teams since I've been in Philadelphia, almost all of us struggled at the start of the year. 2017, we were not great at the start of the year. Then we went on like a 9-game winning streak. The year that this past year, obviously, people were calling for Nick Sirianni to be fired first half of the season. Look at the Phillies, the two best years they've had. They had terrible first half starts.
That's right.
And came on at the end of it. This city, it's almost good to have adversity because if you have a tight enough group and you have a good enough core, you become tighter and galvanized as a result of what's happening with all of the noise. It can also destroy you. So we'll find out which one of those happens with the Phillies. I tend to think these guys are, it feels like they've been tight before. They need somebody to like have some like gusto and just like,
yeah.
I don't know. It's hard to explain. But there's always got to be one or two of those guys that are just a wild card that is going to just like pop off. It's going to piss everybody off for a day. And then everybody's going to be like, you know what? That was like a big truth bomb. Or that was like camp. The amount of passion that he showed rubs off on other guys. That's the stuff that I want to see a little bit more out of the Phillies just in general.
And while I agree with them, I don't know who that is. And I think it has to be Bryce. Like, yeah. I think that's the only one that really gets through because everyone else is so passive. I mean, like, Turner, passive. Schwarber, passive. I mean, Castellanos could do it. I think he has that quality. And he's off to a good start unlike last year where he could not do it. But there's so much not that kind of guy in that building. The only one that it would get through with is Bryce. Like,
it's got to be authentic, though, man.
It has to be authentic. Yeah. But that's what they need. Like, the season's not over, but they need an internal wake up call. They need that bye week that the Eagles have.
But here's somebody's got to talk to him. And here's the thing that happened with the bye week that this magical bye week that we all talk about is the Eagles changed at the bye week. They changed what they did on the field. They talked to somebody. You know, you can say that the meeting between Brandon and Dom and Jalen Hurts didn't happen, but it did, right? So they went to their star player and they said, "You need to be more vocal and be more of a leader." They need to do something bold.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Somebody in the Phillies needs to have the guts to go up in management, whether it's John Middleton, whether it's Dave Dombrowski, and sit down with Bryce Harper and say, you are the face of the baseball team. You're the face of the baseball team. This is not about, you know, hiring a manager to go nuts. And it's great that you've been more vocal, like in interviews and things like that. But you can't talk to these players through the media. You have to talk to them to their face. Somebody that the Eagles were... had the balls and were bold enough to, at the bye, say, this isn't working. We need to do something different. And they had, and you know what Nick Sirianni did? Nick Sirianni listened to his players. Mm-hmm. There were offensive linemen that said, we need to do something different. So they need to be different on the field, but they also need, they need more out of Harper and somebody, both on the field and off the field, and somebody has to have the guts to say it to him. Because the difference between what the Eagles did and what the Phillies are hoping that will happen this four games in, because everybody points to the 2-2 and say it's early. Yes, it's early, but they did something drastic. They drastically changed the offense. Drastically changed the offense. And other things got better.
They also benched Devontae Maddox for Cooper DeJean. That didn't hurt.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. They did bold things. They made bold changes.
Yeah.
And they had the guts to talk to their star player and say, we need something different from you on the field and off the field. And it worked. And my concern with the Phillies is that the Eagles looked at it being early in the year and said, we have an opportunity to change. I worry that the Phillies are going to look at it earlier in the year and say, don't worry, it's early. And those are the two different ways you can look at it. Mm-hmm. And the Eagles looked at it the right way, and my fear is the Phillies are going to look at it the wrong way.
Well, so, because they're in similar spots, right? Like the Eagles had the collapse in 23 where they went, lost 6-7. The Phillies had the collapse, and they're 500 since July 12th of last year. Mm-hmm. They're under 500 now since July 12th of last year. Like it's both prolonged periods.
Yeah, different personalities, though, man. Football team has more players. You know, that's the offensive line going and suggesting it. It's not the quarterback going in and saying, hey, we ought to run the football.
Sure.
Like, it's
sure,
not the quarterback saying it.
Yep.
So it's other facets of the team. It wasn't a star player that went and did it, other than maybe Saquon, who was a new face in the batch. I just don't know if the Phillies have that sort of dynamic. That's what makes football the ultimate team sport.
There was a clear sense the Eagles were underachieving.
Yeah.
Are the Phillies underachieving, or is this just what they are?
Well, they were in the World Series 3 years ago. They were in the NLCS 2 years ago. They won 95 games last year. I agree with you that they're not, like, wildly over-talented, but they're better than 13-12.
That's fair.
You know? And I agree with you. It is a different – but, like, I guess I just think about inside the Phillies organization right now and within the, you know, the baseball operations and management and the players. And, like, are we really just going to let it end like this? Are we really going to let this core and this run end in this sputter of everybody looking at everybody else, praying that something gets better? Because it didn't happen last year. It didn't get better. It never got better, and the season just ended. And I would just hate for I'm not saying trade, you know, Zach Wheeler now, or I'm not saying make do something to
like
to
this, use this as a good thing.
Yeah,
like, use this as a rally.
I just don't want to look at this year and say we never tried to wake anybody up ever. Like, we never tried anything. We just sat there waiting for things to get better. I just want them to try something. I want them to wake up. I want them to do what the Eagles did and at least try something bold. You know, there is a possibility that the Eagles' run-first offense wouldn't work. I mean, it was possible. They made this big change, but it wasn't definite that it was going to work, you know? And that the first game out of the bye, it's not like the first game out of the bye was some, like, they didn't win that game 52-9 or something. There was the Browns game right after the bye. Mm-hmm. And it took commitment to this new thing. So I agree with you, Jack. It would suck if this era of Phillies baseball, this specific era, just ended with a whimper.
It's like Rube said, though, and it's a reason why I sort of cringe when, or I scoff when I hear the Eagles were 2-2 and use that as some sort of reasoning why the Phillies should turn it around. The Eagles' talent level is greater than the Phillies. Like, the Eagles, say what you may, it proved itself out to be, they were clearly the best team in football. They won 16 out of 17 games last year and dominated the Kansas City Chiefs like we hadn't seen before. I can't remember the Kansas City Chiefs looking like that since, when they lost to Tampa in the Super Bowl 3 or 4 years ago, whenever that was. So I don't think the Phillies are as good as the Eagles are. Talent in the league, in this division, is much better. And the Phillies, unfortunately, the window may be closing.
There's no Mets in the NL East.
Yeah.
I mean, in the NFC East.
But that's true. But when you look at the Mets lineup up and down, look at their lineup and look at their pitching staff, those are all guys, like, playing above what they are. Like, I'm sorry, those guys are. You look at that lineup, and I know they have a very strong top of the lineup. But,
top three. Yeah.
But beyond that, those are all guys that are journeymen and okay young players. And their pitching staff, like, I don't know. We have three guys that you could argue could be number one, the best pitcher on the Mets. We have three guys that could be the best pitcher on the Mets. Zach Wheeler is the best pitcher on the Mets. Chris Sanchez is the best pitcher on the Mets. Jesus Lazard is the best pitcher on the Mets. And they're all playing above their weight. I agree with you. They are not as talented as the Eagles are, but they're not as bad as this. Yeah. I don't think they're as bad as this.
Listen, I think they still squeak in the wild card. I think they do. That's going to be the most frustrating thing about the team, because they're not going to just go away.
Right.
They're not going to go away.
They're going to keep taunting.
They're going to win 87 games.
Yeah.
They won't just fall flat on their face and get sell the deadline. They're going to give you just enough.
The problem with 87 games this year is it probably doesn't get you into the playoffs.
But they'll be in it all the way down the stretch.
Right. Torture us.
Yeah, and they're not going to make any moves. Or, you know, they're not going to trade away. Yeah.
They definitely aren't going to sell off everybody.
And they're not going to invest, I don't think, a lot in the team.
No. Yeah, so the deadline, they won't be bad enough to sell.
Correct.
And they won't be good enough to buy.
Correct.
It'll be just like the deadline last year.
Except at least that team was in first place.
And I'll be screaming at you at McGurk's in Horsham that they didn't do anything.
Can't wait.
Love McGurk.
That was only a year ago we were doing the stupid Yankees argument.
I do remember that, yeah.
Yeah, I was right.
Yeah, that's why I thought I didn't come here.
We got punked by that team. It was a bad sign.
That wasn't what we were arguing about.
We were arguing about the
Yankees fans overtaking the stadium.
Yeah. Well, it was embarrassing.
Yeah.
Well.
2-5.
Captain fan over there.
That's not me.
Yeah. So, Rube.
You guys always just positive?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, Rube. Welcome to the show.
Nah, we have fun. We're just not having fun right now. It's the Phillies' fault. I would love to them beat us so good we don't have anything to talk about.
Well, that was last year, though.
Yeah. Yeah, that was fun. That was
They were 13-9 before the Mets series, right? What are they now, 13-12?
13-12, yeah.
It doesn't matter, Rube. All right? Our Pets' heads are falling off.
But, I mean, they're not going to go 0-3. They might even sweep the Cubs.
Oh, I don't.
Come on.
It's a must-win 2-3 type of series.
Yeah. Sweep the Cubs. Don't taunt me with a good time
this
there.
This is definitely 1-2.
So, Rube, before we lose you today, what is your – can you give us your bold prediction, what you think is going to happen tonight?
Bold prediction, I think Howie's going to get out of 32 and get into the second round.
Oh, so you think we don't even make a pick tonight?
Really?
No.
Could you tell him to do it early? Like, could you tell him to make that trade around the 20th pick instead of the 28th? Yeah, that'll save me at least an hour.
I don't think it's going to happen. Plus, he might trade it and then trade back in.
He could trade back in. Are you allowed to leave?
Save me at least an hour, man.
All right, 215-592-9494. Coming up next, my final YouTube big board of the year. my defensive line, you two big board. I grinded tape for 90 minutes yesterday morning. I got a three-man YouTube big board next. Also, Jack will grade your trades, and if you get a guy for tonight, 215-592-9494. Rube, thank you.
Appreciate it, Rube. Good
time, guys. We love
you
tonight.
We love you. Oh, yeah, we're going to have a ton of fun.
You got your sleeping bag, Ike?
I do, man.
Yeah. Right. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.